Welcome to Ex Libris, the premier podcast where the latest scientific discoveries are discussed in the context of their apologetic significance to the Christian faith. This program is brought to you by the monthly partners of Reasons to Believe. For more information, please visit reasons.org/monthly partners.
Scientists are working with genomes, and it looks like they're playing God here, AJ. I mean, they're talking about gene editing studies in human embryos towards clinical trials, manipulating the genome, creating humans. What is it's going on here? Is this good thing, bad thing? Tell us, give us a brief description of the science that's going on here.
Yeah, so what some researchers have done at Oregon State Health Center is they've basically gone into an egg, an ovum, something that's ready for fertilization, and they've introduced the sperm at the same time that they're introducing a system for targeting specific areas of the genome that need to be fixed and that are associated with disease. And these are single sites, so there are single genes that are associated with the disease. So it should be an easy fix with the system that they're using. It's something called CRISPR-Cas9. And so they're saying if we do it at the level of the ovum and the fertilization of the sperm, we're basically going to hit every cell possible that develops from that zygote and that embryo as it continues to undergo cellular replication, and we're going to be able to fix it without a problem that's been observed before called mosaicism, which is basically we don't hit every cell.
Okay. So this is a system, you know, we've talked a little bit before in the longer podcast. This is a pretty elegant system of a protein that will snip the DNA, another segment that tells it where to find it in the DNA, and then a third system in there that tells it how to repair it or what to introduce there. And this operates in bacteria and is a very effective repair mechanism, if you will. So it seems like it's a very elegant system, but you've alluded there are problems. What are some of the problems that show up when you're using this?
Yeah, so some of the problems can be that the way that you target the protein that's going to cut the DNA to the place you want to cut it's directed by about 20 nucleotides, or a sequence of about 20 bases. And when you're trying to hit a 20-base sequence in a 6.2 diploid human billion base pair diploid human genome, that can be really, really tricky.
So you can hit multiple sites then.
You can hit multiple sites that you weren't aiming for. And so that's called off-target hits, and that's something you want to avoid.
Right, okay.
So that's one problem. Another problem is the mosaicism, which I mentioned already.
So this is where if you don't get all of the cells, you've got an organism that has multiple genetic copies then, effectively, or multiple different genetic copies.
Yeah, it
in
has
the same
cells. It's a single organism with cells with different copies of its genome. Some will have the mutation that you don't want, and some will be healthy.
Okay, and then there's a third problem I understand of. They had a 72% success rate?
Oh, yeah. So the way that they actually attempted this was in a system that was generally going to give you 50% healthy embryos anyway. And what they found when they did this intervention using their system to fix it was that they increased that 50% to 72%. So basically they had a 22% benefit from implementing this system at this stage in development with this procedure.
So what it was supposed to fix, it fixed it just under half the time.
That's right.
Okay,
it basically had about a 28% fail rate.
Okay, so that kind of raises the other question. Should we do this? I mean, is this a good thing? Given that it's got a failure rate, it's got these other problems, is this something we ought to be tinkering with?
Well, so whether we ought to be doing this or not is a really important question. I think that what they're trying to do is fix something so that it's prevalent throughout the organism, right? It avoids the mosaicism. And so in order to do this, they're trying to target it at the germline level or the early embryo. And that's really tinkering with all subsequent generations of human beings that come from that fixed individual, because we've now gone in and manipulated the human genome. And if that individual reaches reproductive age and reproduces, then whatever we've done to their genome is going to be passed on to subsequent generations and enter the gene pool.
So there is some aspect of playing God with this.
There's absolutely an aspect of playing God with it. And whether or not we ought to be doing this type of intervention, well, this particular disease probably can only be fixed genetically. And there's not a good sense, I think, as to whether or not if we only fixed some of the cells, like the cells in the heart muscle cells, the ones that are linked to the disease, if we just fix those cells in an adult, would that be good enough mm-hmm. to prevent the disease from reaching a fatality or a disease state?
So this to me points to a number of things. One is that there are some pretty elegant systems as we get in and look at the molecular biology. I mean, you know, that we're able to not only identify and use these systems that are seem incredibly well designed, that we have an opportunity to use them, but it's also there are problems with it. And, you know, it's like I repeatedly talk with my kids. It's like I try not to give you tools bigger than what you can deal. I mean, I'll give my 16-year-old a hammer. I'm not going to give a 4-year-old a hammer because they're going to do more damage than they know what to do. It sounds like this might be a tool that we need to, as a Christian community, be really active in making sure we're part of this discussion, because this is a tool that has big problems, and if we don't use it well, we can cause a lot of damage.
That's right, and I think we as Christians ought to be involved, especially to bring the ethical and the moral voice to bear.
Right.
But as a scientist, I would also point out that we're trying to target specific genes in that 6.2 billion base pair diploid human genome that we haven't even completely sequenced yet. And so how can you target something when you don't even know if there are multiple targets in the areas you haven't yet accessed or sequenced? So that's troubling to me.
That is a very good point and a good place to end. Thanks for summing this up, AJ. We appreciate it. I look forward to new discussions and discoveries as this comes out.
We'd like to thank our monthly partners for making this broadcast possible. If you're not a monthly partner or would like information about becoming one, please go to reasons.org/monthly partners. Also find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter, where you can join the conversation about the latest scientific discoveries, headlines, and their apologetic value.